Again, we welcome you back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at Loeb Stadium. Loeb Stadium, Lafayette, Indiana. Baseball, Class 1A variety. Tonight's ball game is going to be the championship game. In the North, the winner will earn the right to be at Victory Field next Saturday. I believe it'll be Saturday. I think they're playing all games the same day. Not quite sure. No, I think it's 2-2. 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. When they used to go 1 on Friday, 3 on Saturday. Yeah, I think they split it up last year, 2-2. So nobody knows who will play when. They don't really care. They're just going to play today, try to make it to Victory Field. And we'll make sure we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This game is going to consist of Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. I believe they're going to be the visiting team. On the scoreboard, they'll bat first. They are at the top of the bracket for this contest. And we'll also mention they're going to go against the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention both teams have had their infield and outfield practice. They're going to try to start this game right about 8 p.m. I'm sure they'll have a national anthem. Everybody back in the facility, they could enter the facility this evening an hour before the game. So they all came in at 7 p.m. Blackhawk Christian fans and Central Catholic Knights fans on hand. And the Knights are going to occupy the first base dugout. And we'll mention Blackhawk Christian will be in the third base dugout. Blackhawk Christian are going with the black jerseys laced in gold. They're wearing the medium gray pants. They're almost an ash color. They're getting warmed up right now. And we'll mention the Knights going with the dark blue jerseys for this game. They'll wear the white pants. And they'll go with the same hat, I believe, the white hat and the blue bill. So we'll mention a little bit about this facility. First, we'll mention baseball Class 1A semi-state right here at Loeb Stadium, June the 10th, 2023. Three games today. This will be the third. We'll mention Loeb Stadium and Lafayette Jefferson Athletic Department are proudly hosting the contest today. And we'll mention the athletic director at Lafayette Jeff is Justin Gardner. Justin Gardner, the AG, I did meet him back a little ways is when Mick Street was coaching the Huskies. I believe it was Coach Street's first year, and it was Justin Gardner's first year. He was the coach of Twin Lakes then, and that was a pretty good little interview. Both those guys talking with one another. It was all kindness. Before the game, it's all good. Once the game starts, all bets are off, but you can still be sportsmanlike, and you can play to win for your team. We know that. We'll mention a little bit about Loeb Stadium. Loeb Stadium was a stadium in Columbian Park in Lafayette, Indiana. Notice I said was. It was primarily used for baseball and had most recently been the home of the Lafayette Aviators of the Prospect League. Back in those days, Loeb Stadium, their address was 2250 Wallace Avenue, Lafayette, Indiana, 47904. You can reach them at 765-807-1500. Back in those days, the seating capacity right here was 3,500. Loeb Stadium opened in 1940 to 2019, that was the original Loeb Stadium in Lafayette, Indiana. It was the home for baseball. It also served as the home field for Lafayette Jefferson Broncos High School Baseball. We'll also mention Loeb Stadium. Reconstruction. They reconstructed Loeb Stadium. They closed it in 2019. They demolished it. They came back in. It took them a couple of years to build the current Loeb Stadium. Right here was a $20 million project. The facility was paid for using economic development income tax. That's EDIT, E-G-I-T, rather than property taxes. That's how Loeb Stadium was conducted. We'll also mention the new multi-use stadium features two concession areas, three indoor seats, three outdoor party decks, retail and office space also, and a state-of-the-art digital video scoreboard. It shows pictures. It is nice looking at it right now. And I will mention it's 24 feet tall and 34 feet wide. It's a monster, and it looks good. It's in a left center field. And I should mention, beyond left center field, there's a water park. That water park looks like about three times what we used to call 3J. It's huge. Kids having a good time this afternoon. It was pretty warm. They were having a great time. And we'll mention, for the reconstruction, the baseball field was rotated 180 degrees. So that home plate is now located near the corner of Main Street and Wallace Avenue. Loeb Stadium. Between lawn seating and stadium seating, the new facility features a seating capacity of approximately 2,600. Loeb Stadium is a multi-use facility hosting other sporting events like soccer. They also host community events. They have family movie nights right here at Loeb Stadium. They have concerts, etc. And we'll mention an upcoming concert getting ready to happen. It's an Australian band. You've probably heard of them. Tickets are available now for Air Supply. Air Supply, they're an 80s rock duo presented by Old National Bank. Ticket prices begin at $30. Ages 2 and above must have a ticket. Some of the songs that Air Supply is known for is Lost in Love. That's the first one. And that became the fastest selling single in the world in 1980. We'll mention other songs that they have, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. And also All Out of Love, So Lost Without You. I like that band. They got a solid sound in their lead singer. Man, that guy can hit some notes. We'll mention that concert is going to happen on Friday, July 28th, 7:30 start time. It's right here at Loeb Stadium. They'll put it out there on the infield. They'll put the necessary items down first, and they'll have the concert right there on the infield. They'll have plenty of seats for you to watch Air Supply. I will also mention you can visit online for many things to do at Columbian Park. Columbian Park, it is huge. They've got a zoo. They've got the water park. Y'all just check it out. You can go online. It's LafayetteParks.org. Again, that's LafayetteParks.org. Loeb Stadium has hosted numerous baseball games and other events over the years. Remember this, Mr. Burt and June Loeb. Burt and June Loeb, they donated $50,000. To construct the 1940 3,500-seat stadium in honor of Solomon Loeb. Solomon Loeb, special name here in Lafayette. Loeb Stadium was originally called the Columbian Park Recreational Center. It was officially renamed as Loeb Stadium in 1971. Today, Loeb Stadium serves as the home field for the Lafayette Jefferson High School Broncos baseball. It also hosts IHSAA tournaments, such as this, the 1A baseball semi-state we're watching tonight, an American Legion ball, also here at Loeb Stadium, and the Lafayette World Series. After reconstruction, the new Loeb Stadium had a new address. Their new address is 1915 Scott Street. That's 1915 Scott Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47904. And right here in Lafayette at Loeb Stadium, you can enjoy Lafayette Aviators baseball. It's a higher caliber college type of an event. You can watch the baseball right here. For more information for the Lafayette Aviators and their ticketing office, please call 765-464-6810. Again, that number is 765-464-6810. They're having an umpires meeting down on the surface, and they're talking it up right there. Coach Bourdonnais, Coach Kevin Kennison, and they're talking over the parameters, trying to see where the ball might get through. Probably not. What a facility. They shake hands and they walk away. I take that back. There's going to be four umpires on the surface today. I might have seen an alternate. We'll hope that alternate is not needed. The warm day, probably around 80 degrees. It's going to get down to 52 tonight. They're calling for rain about when daylight hits tomorrow. And that rain is drastically needed bad. These farmers, they're hoping that we get some rain, and Brian Wilkes says we will. So we'll mention down the left field line here at Loeb Stadium, 340 feet. In left center, not quite left center, a little bit closer to left field, is 358-foot marker. In center field, 414 feet straight away. In right center field, it's 362. In right field, it's 315. So the umpires still around home plate. Knights getting warmed up. Batting helmets are on the Blackhawk Christian dugout. I'm sure they're having a national anthem. They're going to introduce the starting lineups. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, they're the Christian Braves. The Class 1A, Sectional 51 is where they came out of. They began the seven-game trip. They're hoping to get seven games out of it, just like the Knights. Whoever wins seven games in each A category will win the state. We'll mention Class 1A 51. We'll mention they have that sectional at Fremont High School. The head of schools at Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian is Kevin Newbury. The athletic director is Joel Cotton. The athletic secretary is Mimi Hicks. And the athletic trainer is Ann Laborde. We'll mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk High School is located at 7400 East State Boulevard, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46818. You can dial them by telephone at 260-493-7400. They're a Christian school. They're a private school. We'll mention they're currently 13 wins, 12 losses on the season. We'll mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk and Central Catholic are definitely familiar with one another. The head coach at Fort Wayne Blackhawk, that's Kevin Kennison. We spoke briefly in the dugout. He tells me that both teams are familiar with one another. They've had some good games along the way. So Coach Kennison, Coach Bourdonnais, competitive nature. We'll mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk. I went to a basketball game. It's a basketball game. It was a little few years back in 2017, Fort Wayne Blackhawk had a good basketball team. They took the semi-state when Central Catholic showed up to play. And I will mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk did go on the next week to win the state versus Bar Reeve, 60-43. We're going to have our national anthem. We'll set this down. Our national anthem. Thank you. That's our national anthem. Memorex or not, it always sounds good. So again, that's one up right there at home plate. The four umpires are going to take their respective positions. We'll listen a little bit, we'll listen a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. It was school enrollment of 296. Founded in 1956. I should mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Founded in 1973. Central Catholic, they began their journey to here at Central Catholic High School in sectional 54. The principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, 10-team conference. They're in the West Division, and they got second place overall in the Hoosier Conference this year. Fell to Western. Western, a strong team this season. And we'll mention, Knights are currently 23-11. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. On the pitcher's mound tonight for the Knights, he wears number 34. That's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks is a lefty. So far this year, he's thrown 58 innings. This is appearance number 13. Start number 9. Keaton Brooks has faced 250 batters. He's thrown 829 pitches. His win-loss record is 6 wins, 2 losses. He's allowed 61 hits. He's allowed 31 runs. 22 of those 31 runs were earned. He's walked 11. He struck out 47. He set down 14 of those strikeouts looking. He hit 3 batters along the way. His ERA is 2.655. Stepping in, first pitch, Luke Metzler. Leadoff batter in tonight's ballgame, takes a strike outside edge. Luke Metzler wears number 14. He's the one hitter. He's the only leadoff batter in this game. Second pitch from Brooks, outside of ball. Doing the catching tonight for the Knights is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer comes in from first base of the earlier game to do the catching for Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. Kemp goes 1-2. At first base for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base, Owen Munn wears number 12. At shortstop, Evan Zehart, number 24. At third base is Hudson Gutwein, wears number 9. Pitch jumped in, fouled back, out of play, over the top of the screen. 1-2 count, one hitter, Luke Metzler. Step back in left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. Center field, 33, Brent Robbins. Right field, number 20, Caden Minnick, as the pitch comes in high and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's going to step back in, right-handed batter, Luke Metzler. Peering in. We're going to signal, here comes the wind. 2-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Luke Metzler already qualifies for a quality at-bat. First batter in the ballgame. Right-handed batter. Taps the plate, back on the rubber, both feet. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind, the 2-2. High for ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. just getting started, top of the first inning. Fort Wayne, Blackhawk Christian, Central Catholic Knights. Pitch comes in, outside, ball four. So it'll jog down to first base. The outfield umpire will come on in. He'll get in the inside, the green portion right there in front of second base. A little bit veered to the right. So he'll call the play at second, should there be one. Next batter is Aiden Muldoon. Here's the first pitch. You're going to put a bunt down. It's a nice bunt. Not very far from home plate. He'll go to first base. He'll get the put out. Ryan Schumer comes out of the crouch to field that baseball. Probably didn't get more than 15 or 20 feet at the most from home plate. Right on the baseline. A nice bunt. Sacrifice bunt off the bat of Aiden Muldoon. So one out, top of the first, but he moves Luke Metzler to second base. Mission accomplished for Aiden Muldoon. Next batter, number 11, Gage Sefton. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's called a foul ball. Good thing a foul ball. Ball did get by Schumer, but it was a foul ball, so staying put at second base is Luke Metzler. On deck is number 7, Jacob Jackson. He's the four-hitter. He'll also do the pitching in today's ballgame. Working out a set. Check second base a couple times. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Keaton Brooks throwing that back door, facing the righty, Gage Sefton, left-handed pitcher. Keaton Brooks starts that curveball away from the batter to climb right in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes to Sefton. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1-2 count. Gage Sefton, three hitter. Where's number 11? The step back in. Working from the stretch, now the step. Keaton Brooks checks second base. Checks again. There comes a 1-2. Ground ball. Third base off the glove. Couldn't quite get it. That's Hudson Dewine. Jackson Kane going to throw it from left field. It's tall. Over the head, and it's going to be fielded there behind Schumer. Caught it on a fly. That was Keaton Brooks backing up the play. First run in to score. Luke Metzler scores from second base. They're going to call it a, they're going to put him on second base. Not sure it was a double. Definitely a single RBI off the bat of Gage Sefton. He's at second base. One run in, one out. Top of the first inning. Next batter steps up, Jacob Jackson. Going to throw ground ball, third base, going to get through. Going to be a base hit legitimately as a hot rocket got through shortstop and third base. He's going to move Gage Sefton to third base. Base hit off the bat of the four hitter, Jacob Jackson. So they have two aboard and timeout here in the first inning. Coach Bourdain. Going to walk out, going to talk with his infield. I want to mention a special hello to Liz Bourdain. Liz Bourdain is the mother of Tim Bourdain. She's married to Terry Bourdain. What a quality family. I just want to say a happy hello to Liz Bourdain. I know she's probably listening from home. She is an avid Central Catholic Knights fan. She's been a Knights fan probably before Tim Bourdain went through the Knights system, her son. He's getting some pitchers now, the home plate umpire walking out. You know, he's just going to walk out and make his presence known. Then he lets Coach Bourdain know that's one visit. He's going to walk back behind the ditch. So the Knights, one out. Runners on the corners for Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Stepping in, right-handed batter. The five-hitter, number 6, Reese Tracy. He'll do the catching. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, full swing, foul ball. Going to get it left side to the on-deck circle. On-deck batter right there. He fielded it. That's number 16, Jaden Barnfield. Stepping back in, number 6, Reese Tracy. One out, two aboard, first and third. Out of the set, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base. They'll throw to second. They'll get the out there, and they'll move it. They're going to be safe, evidently, at first base. So they're going to score another run. That's going to allow the run to score. That's number 11, Gage Sefton. Two runs in. Fielded right there at third base. That was Hudson Dootwine for the Knights. He threw a strike to second base. Owen Munn trying to go back to first base and evidently getting their jets safely off the bat. Reese Tracy jogs in the dugout. He's got a pinch runner going to run for him. That's actually going to be the courtesy runner for the catcher. And that is Reese Tracy. Steps in, backdoor curveball in there for a strike. He's the sixth hitter, number 16, Jaden Barnfield. Jaden Barnfield wears number 16. Going to step out, stepping back off the rubber there. It's Keaton Brooks. Two out, two in, two hits in the inning for the Braves. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Tried to check his swing. He'll check at first base. He says, no, he didn't go. One ball, one strike. Two out. Steps back in. It's number 16, Jaden Barnfield. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Steps in the rubber, looks at first base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball, swing and a miss. Knights get out of the inning, but not before. They give up two hits, two runs. They leave one aboard. Knights are going to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank all those that work hard. Work hard. I say what, there's a lot of different jobs that need to be occupied, and one of them is the videographer. Videographer right here for Central Catholic Knights. We're going to talk right now to Colton Minnick. Colton, how you doing?
I'm good.
You doing pretty good? You got baseball this weekend?
No.
You're a 14-year-old baseball Squires player, right?
No, I'm a team down in Indy, Carter Arsenal.
My fault. I remember that now. You play at Grand Park quite often. What position do you play?
Everywhere besides first and catcher.
Everywhere. You are a utility player. How's your batting average?
Okay.
Need some help, huh?
Yeah.
Who can't say that? I tell you what, you're working pretty feverishly. You were here in game one. I wanted to talk to you then, but we didn't. We said we'd talk during this game. I tell you what, it's a beautiful night for baseball at Loeb Stadium.
It is nice. You got the water park in the background. Nobody's there. It just looks beautiful. The sun's shining on it. It's amazing.
I tell you what, this is a nice facility. Do you happen to know what the price tag is for this?
Expensive. $20 million.
$20 million. But it didn't come from property tax money.
That's pretty good.
So I tell you what, they're going to throw one down. We'll be back in a little bit, okay? That's Colton Minnick. He is the brother of Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick playing right field. He's a junior class member. And Colton's dad is Kit. He goes by Kit. Kind of like the Knight Rider program. I used to watch that, Kit and Knight Rider. Kit is an incredibly nice man. I was fortunate to get to meet him last year. Stepping in for the Knights. I mean, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, first batter for the Knights. Bottom of the first, working from the windup. Jacob Jackson, first pitch, outside edge, strike called. Jacob Jackson is a right-handed pitcher. He works with 2 feet on the rubber. They're spread wide each side of the rubber. Here comes the second pitch. Going to pop one up on the infield. He'll be called for by the second baseman. He's called off by the right fielder. Sam Schwartz makes the play. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 24, Evan Zienhart. Evan Zienhart, right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance. They're close on the approach. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the wind. First pitch to Zienhart. Right across the dish, about thigh high, strike called. On deck for the Knights is Ryan Schumer. Out of the windup, his second pitch to Zienhart. Above his zone, ball one. Right down Meridian, above the zone, count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Sophomore pitcher, Jacobs. Outside low, ball two. Jacob Jackson on the mound for Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. The plan is for Dean Hart to hit straight away. It's pretty shallow in center field. Low for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Evan Dean Hart, let's step back in. Evan Dean Hart, here comes the 3-1 pitch. Right across the dish. Pretty tall. Dean Hart thought it was up also. Home plate umpire thought it was a strike. Count goes 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Be gaitered right there by Luke Metzler. He'll throw to first base, get the put out with Jaden Barnfield. Two out for the Knights here in the bottom of the first inning. Stepping into bat, it's going to be the three hitter, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Working from the windup, peering in, looking over the gloves. A little bit of a hunch right there, Notre Dame. Here comes the pitch. Short hop block right here. Good block by the catcher, Reese Tracy. Outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Working from the windup, here's the pitch to Schumer. You think a shot to second base. Off his chest. He'll pick it up a second time, and he'll get the put out at first base to Jaden Barnfield. So he stuck with it. That was Luke Metzler at second base, makes the play. So at the end of one inning gone by, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, Christian, the Braves 2, Lafayette Central Catholic, the Knights 0, will go to the top of the second inning. And we'll mention a little bit about, we'll talk a little bit about Gatorade National High School Baseball Player of the Year. This is of the year. That's Maxwell Clark. Maxwell Clark, he's from Franklin Community High School in Franklin, Indiana. Yes, he is the National High School Baseball Player of the Year. He's committed to play at Vanderbilt College. They're talking about center field for his position. His age is 18. He was born December 21st of 04. He's a senior. He just got done getting out of school. He's getting ready for college. And he got a GPA of 3.97 out of a scale of 4. He bats left, throws left. He's an outfielder and a left-handed pitcher. He pitches a fastball that clocks him at 92 miles per hour. They say they clocked him at 97. Max Clark is a viable candidate for the Pirates with the top pick in the MLB draft. That's coming right up. The Pirates could pick him. And if you didn't know, the Pirates are the AAA affiliate of the Indianapolis Indians. So the hometown crowd might get to see Max Clark from Franklin Community High School in Franklin, Indiana. Might get to see him play in Indianapolis for the Indians. Congratulations, Max Clark. Continued blessings. His Twitter is at MaxClark13. Two X's, two K's. Base hit up the middle. It's number 12 for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. It's Brady Ellington. Takes the first pitch up the middle. Base hit. Picked up, thrown back in. On base, at first base, is Brady Ellington. Next to step in for the Braves, number 20, he's the 8 hitter, Jaylen Barnfield. He is the DH. He's batting in place of left fielder Isaac Alexander. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Getting warmed up right here on the pickoff, Keaton Brooks. He'll step back in the rubber. He'll look at first base, out of a stretch. He'll look again, out of a set. Here comes the pitch, squaring the bunt. Going to go back to the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Schumer says go to first. He gets the out at first base. And Jaylen Barnfield sacrificed bunt. That'll cost him nothing against his average. His batting average, you know, move the runner to second base. So Brady Ellington is at second base. Stepping in, the 9 hitter, number 2, Sam Schwartz. Sam Schwartz playing right field for the Braves. First pitch to Schwartz. Swung on, swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks might have taken a little bit off of that pitch. Kemp goes 0-1. Sam Schwartz bats in the ninth spot for Coach Dennison. Working from the stretch, now the set. Sexton second base. Sexton checks it again. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. Might have been a breaking pitch. Started at the middle of plate. It broke inside. He got the inside half. Home plate umpire asking Sam Schwartz to stay close to home plate between pitches. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball. Shortstop. Evan Zienhardt will go to third base. We're going to try to make the tag. Not quite available as Hudson Dootwine tries to get in position to make the tag with the throw from Zienhardt. Base runners on first and third base. So next batter, we're going to see the one hitter. Once again, Luke Metzler, leadoff batter in today's ballgame. He'll step in. Metzler has played in 24 games. I do have 24 game stats. Fort Wayne Blackhawk has played 25, counting to one earlier this morning. Working out a stretch. Here's a pitch. Inside, good block. Ball one as Ryan Schumer makes a tremendous block. So one ball, no strikes. 14, Luke Metzler. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pickoff move at first base. Back safely. No tag applied by T.J. Bell. Back standing up. Luke Metzler on the season in 24 games. 90 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. Batting 222. Pickoff move. Again at first base. Back safely. Tag applied. A pretty close play. And we'll also mention Luke Metzler. On base percentage of 360. Right-handed batter. Runners on the corners. One out. Top of the second inning. Outside edge. Strike called. And I think the home, I'm not sure. But he didn't strike out. Home plate umpire's checking his counter. That can happen. For sure. Umpire can lose count. It's a common thing in life to make it, and they're going to call timeout right now. Coach Bourdais is going to check, see what the count was. The count was wrong. He probably said, I had the count wrong. Coach Bourdais walks back away. He just wanted to see what was happening. It wasn't anything to do with putting anybody down because it happens often. So we step back in, 1-1 count, one out. In the batter's box, Luke Metzler. The check and swing. Ryan Schumer wants to check at first base. A position umpire. He said no. He didn't go. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike to the one hitter. Fort Wayne Blackhawk. That's Luke Metzler. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks. And a foul one back out of play. 2-2 count. A step away from home plate considerably there. Got to stay close. They want this game to move right along. It's not like an NFL game when they stop the clock when it goes out of bounds. Back up the middle, going to be double play ball for Evan Zienhardt. They'll field the ground ball left of second base. They'll step on the base, and they'll throw across the diamond and get the put out with C.J. Bell. Double play, and the Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights, they get some home cooking. They're working right there. That's some good play for Evan Zienhardt to help the team. So the Knights go to bat in the bottom of the second inning. After 1.5, Braves 2, Knights go to bat in the bottom of the second. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Fritz and Fisher's. .com. Since 1983, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. That's Fritz and Fisher's. You can dial them up at their Fisher's dealership at 317-842-2000. 3172228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One in Scripps and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. And the other one is west of Noblesville on State Road 32. And that's right there. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can dial them up right there between Noblesville and Westfield, 317-773-2232. And we'll mention you can visit them online or on site, fritzandfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So stepping in, going to back to the night. It's going to be the four hitter. It's going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur steps in. Where's number 27? He did the pitching in the 2 p.m. game today. He went the distance. And here comes the first pitch to Mazur. Inside a ball. Jacob Jackson working again on the pitcher's rubber. Spread right there, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the wind and the pitch to Mazur. Foul tip back to the screen. It hit the wall, actually. That brick wall. Kind of like right there in Chicago, Wrigley Field. The ball bounces right back earlier in the 11 o'clock game. There was some difficulty trying to steal the plate. First time they figured it out. Pitch comes in outside, took a wave at it, strike. Then goes 1-2 to Ben Mazur. Just step back in. On deck is Caden Minnick. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Jackson. The short hop the glove gets stopped by Reese Tracy, the catcher. Reese Tracy wears number 6. He is a senior class member. Steps back in. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Mazur. Going to pop one up right side. Going to be playable. Going to float to a right field. Going to call it. Didn't have to move a whole lot. Catch is made by Sam Schwartz. There's one out in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick looking at signals. No signals given. He'll step in. Now left-handed batter's box. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Jackson. Above the zone, ball one. Caden Minnick, 20/20 vision, without question. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside edge, going to call the strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here comes the wind and the pitch to Minnick. Inside a ball. Down goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Fort Wayne Blackhawks in front. 2-0. Gonna step off the back of the rubber. Jacob Jackson will step back on. One to wipe the mouth. He steps off. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in low for ball 2. Check that, ball 3. Down goes 3-1 to Minnick. Tiering in looking at signals. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Hit by pitch. Turns his back. Gets it on the backside. He sprints to first base. Cade Minnick now at first base. Gets hit by pitch. Number 8 on the season. He's now tied with T.J. Bell with 8 hit by pitches. He takes a little jog off of first base. Back into his lip. And he comes back. He's ready to go. Cade Minnick at first base, T.J. Bell in the batter's box, one out. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Ball inside. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell looking at signals. Signals given, third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set. Looks at first base over the right shoulder. He'll pop one up on the infield. T.J. Bell. Going to be called for by the third baseman. Brady Ellington makes the play. Jacob Jackson could have made the play. Some coaches don't want the pitcher involved in a pop fly on the infield. But as long as success is achieved, it shouldn't matter who gets the credit. So two outs, stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Off of first base, modestly there for Caden Mick. The first pitch to Kane. High for ball one. Jackson Kane out of the box, taking signals. Caden Mick going to get his lead as Jacob Jackson gets in the rubber. Working from a stretch, now the set. Second pitch to Kane. Right across the dish, sky high, strike called. One ball, one strike. Beautiful night for baseball. Not terribly hot. Sun going down, lights are going to be coming on. Here comes the pitch to Jackson Kane. It's inside a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, now the set. Jacob Jackson. Here comes the 2-1. Low for ball three. Jacob Jackson looks to the dugout. Looking for encouragement. If you can get encouragement in an obsolete type of way, it's always good. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive to center field. Got a lot of air underneath it. Coming in to make the play in center field is Gage Stepson. The Knights are out of the inning. So then he won aboard. Knights going to go out and play defensively again. We'll go to the top of the third inning. After two complete, Fort Wayne, Blackhawks, Braves 2, Central Catholic Knights 0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21 Real Estate. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Stepping in for the Braves, number one, Aiden Muldoon. He's a two-hitter, plays shortstop for Blackhawk Christian. Pitch comes in, ground ball, third base. Fielded by Hudson Gutwein. He'll throw across the diamond, and there's one out here in the top of the third inning. So next batter going to step in, the three-hitter, number 11, Gage Stepson. Gage Stepson got the RBI. They probably called it a single. He ended up at second base in his first at-bat. He's going to step in now. Right-handed batter, number 11, Gage Stepson. Gage Stepson is a member of the senior class. First pitch in there called strike. So back on the rubber, Keaton Brooks, both feet on. Lefty, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball back to the box, gets through. Evan Deanhart fields it. Behind second base, tries to make a strong arm throw, and safe at first base. And it's going to be an infield hit, without a doubt. Number 11, Gage Stepson, is aboard twice in the ballgame. He's 2-for-2. So one aboard at first base, one out. Top of the third inning, stepping into bat, the four-hitter, number 7, Jacob Jackson. Jacob Jackson stepping in. He is a sophomore by class. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. Pretty much if you're a sophomore to this point in the season, you're pretty much a junior, pretty much almost a junior, especially since graduation has already happened. So he's a sophomore by class. Here comes the pitch to Jackson. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball works good for Keaton Brooks. No balls, two strikes, one out. Pierian signals. Now looks at first base out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Lets it go by, and a lot of folks going ooh and ah. The pitch looked good. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, working out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Scoreboard says 2-1. They'll catch that up. Home plate umpire. He knows the count. 2-2, one out. Runner at first base for Blackhawk Christian. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Taken off for second base. Ryan Schumer, his pitch. Throw goes high. Goes into center field. Backing him up right there is Bren Robbins. So they're going to strike him out. That was strike three on the pitch. They're trying to strike him out. Throw him out. I first heard that. You know where that came from. That comes from Howard Kelman, voice of the Indianapolis Indians. 45-plus years. So they're going to walk the batter. Coach Bordenay says, we'd like to put the next batter on. He is the five-hitter, Reese Tracy. Coach Bordenay wants to get in a fourth out at any base. There are two out. They're going to go with a courtesy runner, a pinch runner. It is actually the courtesy runner again. That's number three, Owen Salik. Owen Salik is S-A-L-E-I-K. He's going to run for the catcher. That's number six, Reese Tracy. So runners at first and second base, two out. Top of the third inning, the batter's box 16, Jaden Barnfield. First pitch, swung on, swing and miss, going to be a foul tip. Going to get back to the backstop. So same difference, strike one called. He'll step back in. 16, Jaden Barnfield plays first base for the Braves. We're going to have a set. Check second. Here comes the pickoff move at second base. Nobody there. Keaton Brooks just keeping him close. Once you miss, no balls, one strike, two outs. Timeout called in the right-handed batter's box. It was called by Jaden Barnfield. They call time, home plate umpire, most of the time, for points at the gentleman who calls timeout. Doesn't always have to happen. It's just something they started doing. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Keaton Brooks trying to get out of the inning. Four hits in the ballgame. For Blackhawk Christian, Knights looking for their first hit. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to 16, Jaden Barnfield. He didn't get out of the way, and then ball comes in there, hits off the dirt. Didn't get him. I initially thought that ball got him. He did not move in the box, and evidently it was just a ball short off the glove of Schumer. One ball, two strikes. 16, Jaden Barnfield. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball misses outside. 2-2 count. Runners at first and second base. Two out. Top of the third inning. Blackhawk Christian batting. Knights trying to get out of the inning. Out of a set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Barnfield. Ground ball, third base. Hudson Gutwein fields it, throws across the diamond, gets the put out with T.J. Bell, and the Knights are out of the inning. And the Braves lead two aboard at the end of 2.5. Braves 2, Knights 0. Knights coming through the plate. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. And Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. So that's TitusBakery.com and ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli right here along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery, and Deli. Playing down the south right now, the game happening, it started at 8 p.m. Southside, State of Indiana, going at it, trying to earn the right to play next week at Victory Field. Shackamack, they're the visiting team, going, they're 16-10. They're going against Bar Reeve. Bar Reeve 28-3. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game next weekend. That'll be at Victory Field for the championship game in Class 1A. Stepping in, Brent Robbins for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. First pitch from Jackson. High and tight, nearly got him. Brent Robbins got out of the way. Brent Robbins, one of those football players for the Knights. He'll be a senior this coming year for Coach Brian May. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove, goes back to the screen. Two balls, no strikes. So he's going to step back in. Brent Robbins hugging the plate a little bit of an open stance. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Jackson. Right across the dish, strike called. One to see one go by. Two balls, one strike. On deck is Hudson Gutwein. Here comes the pitch from Jackson. Inside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Brent Robbins, a 3-1 count. First batter in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, inside half. Count goes 2-2. We think so. We'll double check. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. He's going to take one the other way. Going to drop it in. Try to get it in there. He will. Base hit. Drops it in and right field. Second baseman Luke Metzler went out. Wasn't going to make the catch, and Sam Schwartz had a long way to run. Base hit. Drops it in and right field for Brent Robbins. We're stepping in the back of the Knights, number nine, the nine hitter. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein got himself aboard twice in the earlier game, the 2 o'clock game versus Westdale. Gonna call a balk. Gonna call a balk, and it was just a little bit unorthodox. Third baseman was coming in to field the bunt, and the sophomore pitcher, Jacob Jackson, was in motion to make the pitch and decided not to throw it. Went off the left side of the rubber. And then by that time, he was wondering if a timeout was called or something to that nature. And the home plate umpire comes out from behind the catcher and moves the runner to second base. So stepping in, Hudson Gutwein, no count. Runner at second base is Brent Robbins. Here comes a square. He'll put a bunt in. Back to the pitcher. Fielded, and they'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. Going to be an out at first base. A little bit of a collision. Hudson Gutwein was running the baseline. Coach Kennison going to come out and talk with the home plate umpire about the collision. Back in umpire school not too long ago, probably about 8-10 years ago, we talked about that. And they said that is just a train wreck. That's just a crash. That's a train wreck. And they're kind of talking whether or not Gutwein might have put the elbow out for a chicken wing. But talked about, and they're going to go on. So one out, bottom of the third inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Brent Robbins moves to third base. Time out in the right-handed batter's box. That's number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step back in. He's the one-hitter for the Knights. He's played in 25 games. 99 plate appearances, 84 at-bats. That is 321. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Nice stop by Reese Tracy, the catcher for Blackhawk Christian. So one ball, no strikes. Owen Munn gets the signal, steps back in. Evan Jeanhart is on deck. There's one out. Here comes the pitch to Munn. It's going to be a ground ball foul just left of third base. It'll go back into the corner. They'll pick that up out of the Blackhawk Christian dugout. So one ball, one strike. Signal's given. Coach Bordnay. Brent Robbins checking the signals. Owen Munn checking the signals. Owen Munn going to step back in. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the third. Knights have a runner in scoring position. Third base is Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch from Jackson. High for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. One foot in, one foot out. Checking signals, Coach Bordnay at third base. Peering in, looking at signals, Jacob Jackson out of the set. Double set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Pretty far outside, good glove right there by Reese Tracy. The count goes 3-1 to Owen Munn. Owen Munn will step back in. Owen Munn, 11 walks on the season. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, base hit, back up the middle. Going to get to the grass, a line drive rope. Off the bat of Owen Munn. Going to be a single and an RBI for Owen Munn as Brent Robbins comes in to score from third base. 2-1 ball game. Knights still batting. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart has played in all 34 games for the Knights. First pitch to Jeanhart. Breaking pitch, misses just above the zone. Evan Jeanhart will mention 130 plate appearances on the season. 86 at-bats. He's batting 360. Right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Same pitch. Brought a bat down. Perfectly placed by Jacob Jackson. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Now out of the set, check first base. Here's the pitch. Outside a bit tall, ball two. Evan Jeanhart has a 540 on base percentage. He got 31 hits on the season. 30 are singles. He has one double. Two balls, one strike. Timeout called. The right-handed batter's box. Evan Jeanhart, time is granted. Just step back in. 2-1, working out of the set. Jacob Jackson, here's the pitch. Low for ball three. 3-1 count. Stepping out of the box, looking at signals. Not many given. Three balls, one strike. Out of the set, here's the pitch. They call a strike. Right there at the top of the zone. Count goes full at 3-2. Owen Munn stepping off the bag there. Could be on his heels. Could be on his horse. Outside, ball four. Evan Jeanhart going to jog to first base. Evan Jeanhart on this season, working in game number 35, picks up walk number 29. Evan Jeanhart with 30. 30 now. He has base on balls. He's at first base. So they're having a timeout right there. Co-pitcher and the catcher. That's Jacob Jackson and Reese Tracy having some conversation. Home plate umpire walks out casually, makes himself known. They break up the meeting. It can be nice, and that's exactly how he did it. Stepping back. Let's step in to bat. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Ryan Schumer has played in all 34 games for the Knights. First pitch to Schumer. Outside, ball 1. Ryan Schumer has been to the plate 129 times. 93 at-bats. He's batting 376. Out of the set, here comes the 1-0. Right across the dish, strike called. 1 ball, 1 strike. Steps back in the rubber. Jacob Jackson. Peering in, looking at signals. He'll look at second base. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge. Going to call a strike on the inside edge of the plate. Ryan Schumer, breaking pitch. Down goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Jackson. Going to take a base hit to right field. Golf liner goes into right field, picked up there by Sam Schwartz, the right fielder, and the Knights have bases loaded with one out. Want to mention, Jacob Jackson, wears number 7. During the season, he's got 40 and a third innings he has pitched. He's got an ERA of 2.60. He's got a win-loss record of 3 wins, 3 losses. This is appearance number 14. He's allowed 34 hits entering the game. 22 runs, 15 were earned. He's walked 28. He has struck out 63. He's faced 194 batters, 794 pitches. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. First pitch outside, ball 1. Infield is in on the corners for Blackhawk Christian. In at third base is Brady Ellington. At first base, Jaden Barnfield. Here comes the second pitch to Mazur. Inside low, ball gets away. Going to come in to score the run. It might be a second opportunity. They get one in. It's Owen Munn. He'll tie the ball game at 2. And the other 2 base runners move up 90 feet. Evan Dienhart is at third base. There's going to be a timeout on the diamond. They're going to come out and have a conversation at the pitcher's rubber. Conversation right there. Blackhawk Christian. Only going to talk to the pitcher and the catcher. And now shortstop and third base, second and first base come over to join the conversation. Well, mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports are located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Target Sports, you can find them at Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Stepping in again, Ben Mazur. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch. From Jacob Jackson, back to the screen, foul ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out for the Knights, batting in the bottom of the third inning. A 2-2 ball game. Knights have 2 runs in here in the third. Here comes the pitch. Inside tight for a ball. Count goes 3-1. 1 base is open. To step back in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the season has walked 11 times. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Going to take a drive right field. Down the line, it's going to be a foul ball. It's going to bounce up against the nice brick veneer down the road there. I tell you what, this is a plush type of ballpark. This is incredible. Knights and the Braves are so fortunate to get to play on this surface. And that's an understatement. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. 3-2 count. Counts full. Runners at second and third. Working out a windup, Jacob Jackson. Curveball breaks in there for a strike. You know, sitting down looking. I think if Ben Major gets to see the video on that one, he'd be happy to get a pitch just the same if he were pitching in the inning. So two outs, two on board, second and third base, Caden Minnick batting. Pitch comes in, inside half, fastball for a strike. No balls, one strike. Steps back in, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, Jackson. Out in front of it, swing and miss. Might have took some off of that one. Count goes 0-2 to Caden Minnick. On deck is T.J. Bell. Working from the windup, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low for a ball, count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, Caden Minnick steps back in. Caden Minnick, batting 306. The lefty in the batter's box, here's the pitch. You're going to pop one up, it's going to go foul territory, behind home plate. It's going to float just out of play over the net, about third or fourth row. So Caden Minnick, staying alive in the batter's box. He'll face another 1-2 count. Jogging back to second base. Tyler Fox doing the running. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. Out in front of it, swing and miss. Breaking pitch. Took some off of it. Going to get the strikeout. And the Knights are out of the inning, but not before. The Knights come up with three hits and two runs at the end of three complete innings to tie ball game at 2. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. Wintertime, a busy time. So working right there on the pitcher's mound, getting his warm-up tosses, is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks working on the pitcher's rubber, getting his final warm-up tosses. Top of the fourth inning. Braves going to bat. Going to throw one down to second base. Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, here comes the throw to second base. Frozen rope from Schumer to Owen Munn. So let's put the ball back in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Going to be a ball replenishment right there. Stepping in, first batter for Blackhawk Christian. In the top of the fourth, going to be the seven hitter. Number 12, Brady Ellington. Brady Ellington got himself aboard. Base hit last time up. Good step into bat right now. He's played in 22 ball games. He's batting 311. Backdoor curveball just missed. One ball, no strikes. Ellington has a 400 on base percentage. There comes a pitch from Brooks. Outside edge, strike call. Want to see one go by? Lights are on here at Loeb Stadium. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Jeff Loeb, ball two. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Top of the fourth, tie ball game at 2. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Going to take a shot down the right field line. Is it going to be fair? It's a foul ball. So it'll go out of play right there and jogging down to pick it up. Coach Ryan Johnson for the Knights. So two balls, two strikes. Number 12, the seven hitter, Brady Ellington, plays third base, right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball, high and away. Count goes full at 3-2. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, it's set back in. 3-2 count, first batter, top of the fourth. He'll foul one right side out of play. So we'll stay in the box with a 3-2 count once again. Number 12, Brady Ellington. Brady Ellington is a member of the freshman class. You're going to get a soft liner to second base. It's going to be caught by Owen Munn. There's one out in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in, number 20, Jalen Barnfield. He is the DH. Got himself aboard last time up. He bats in the eighth spot. Jalen Barnfield, Keaton Brooks. First pitch in there a little bit tall for ball one. So Jalen Barnfield, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. You know, float one out of play, right side. Count goes 1-1. Jalen Barnfield, number 20. He's a junior class member. Probably his brother, number 16, Jaden Barnfield. They may be twins. They're both juniors. They might be cousins. Didn't ask that question in the dugout when I got to speak to Coach Kevin Tennyson. Coach Kevin Tennyson, what a nice gentleman. Two balls, one strike, one out. Right into the batter's box. Eight hitter, Jalen Barnfield. There's a wind from Brooks. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Strike called. The count goes even at 2-2. So step back in. Jalen Barnfield, the eighth hitter. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Brooks. A little bit tall, a little bit outside. Ryan Schumer doing a good job trying to frame those pitches. He's trying to wrist frame. That's a lot better opportunity than a forearm frame. That umpire's looking where it stops. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish. So setting down looking. And there is two outs. There are two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter we'll see is going to be the nine hitter. Number two, Sam Schwartz. Sam Schwartz playing a good right field for the Braves. He'll step in. He's a junior class member. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch. Back door for a strike. Strike call. Count goes 0-1. On deck is the leadoff batter in the ballgame, number 14, Luke Metzler. Second pitch on the way. Low for ball one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, Sam Schwartz. In that right-handed batter's box. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third baseline. Caught right there, long throw across the diamond. Hudson Gutwein, another ESPN gem from Gutwein. So the Knights get out of the inning. Makes that play behind third base, right above the third base line. There's a frozen rope. First base to T.J. Bell. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fourth. After 3.5, this game is halfway through. The 2-2 ball game here at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette, Indiana. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Amusement Park. I was walking down earlier around the mezzanine level, below this level, and they have an Indiana Beach poster right there up against the brick wall. And it's about letting people know about Indiana Beach. So I feel pretty good about reading this ad. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. You can make plans. You can book your stay. They're located 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Indiana Beach. They have daily admission tickets. They have season passes available. By the time you went to the park about three times, you might as well have bought your season pass. A season pass is $69.99. You can call Indiana Beach at 574-583-4141. Again, that's 574-583-4141. That's Indiana's amusement park, Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans today. Book your stay. Stepping in to bat for the Knights, T.J. Bell. First pitch from Jacob Jackson. Low for ball one. Number 7, Jacob Jackson, just a sophomore. Think about his upside. Wow. Here comes the pitch. Swung on back up the middle. Jacob Jackson had to duck, but it still got him on the shoulder. They're going to stop play. If he still made the play, threw on the first base to Jaden Barnfield, they got the out at first base. Coach Kevin Kennison going to walk out, check on his sophomore pitcher. Got him on the shoulder. Athletic trainer for Blackhawk Christian and Laborde right there to check on him also. He says he's okay. That was a shot right back at him. I know Keaton Brooks took a shot like that and knocked his glove off. So just a mild shot right there. Everything's good. Here comes the pitch. Jackson Kane in the batter's box. Jackson Kane, sophomore batter, facing Jacob Jackson, sophomore pitcher. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Short hop, good glove by Reese Tracy. Backhand, short hop. Nice stop by Tracy. Count goes 2-0. One out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tie ball game at 2. Pitch comes in low for ball 2. Check that, ball 3. Count goes 3-0 to Jackson Kane. Likely he will have the take sign. Here comes the pitch from Jacobs. Jacob Jackson. Pitch comes in, inside edge. Got the dish, strike called. 3-1 count to Jackson Kane. Here comes the wind and the 3-1. Solid hit to third base. Nice stop by Brady Ellington. And he'll throw across the diamond to Jaden Barnfield. And there are two out here in the bottom of the fourth. To step into that, we're going to see Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins got himself aboard. Shallow hit to right field. Bounced in there. No matter how you get on, that's a base hit for Robbins. First pitch to Brent. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. A foul tip, actually, in the glove. Strike is the call and the result. So the count goes 0-1. Brent Robbins, right-handed batter, steps back in. Working from the windup, Jacob Jackson. Breaking pitch, finished away in the dirt, goes back to the backstop. It bounces clear out to the right-handed batter's box. Rolls up there. Brent Robbins picks it up. Gives it to the catcher, Reese Tracy. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Jackson. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Right-handed curveball, right-handed batter. Brent Robbins steps back in. 1-2 count. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Jackson. Outside of ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Brent Robbins, there's a group of fans behind the left center field wall watching the ball game lean right up against the top of it. Pretty good vantage point, I'm sure. Timeout called by Brent Robbins. Too long to stare at the pitcher. He stepped back in. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Jackson. Short hop the glove, actually short hop the plate. Goes back to the screen. Check on the baseball. Home plate umpire pockets it. 3-2 count to Brent Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-2. Low for ball 4. So Brent Robbins is aboard. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Two out, stepping into bat, going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. He's played in 28 games, Hudson Gutwein. He's got played appearances, 65, entering the ballgame, 54 at-bats, batting 315. First pitch to Gutwein, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Healthy cut right there, that was his cut. He's on base percentage, 415, 17 hits, 14 singles, 2 doubles. And a home run off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. That was a home run at Gordon Lemme. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. Count goes 0-2. That was outside edge. That was debatable. Strike called. Count goes 0-2, working out a stretch. Now the set. Jacob Jackson swung on, foul ball, right side for the Knights dugout screen. They're all up on the screen. And just the same in the third base dugout for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They're all up on the screen. A 2-2 ball game. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-2. A little bit of a fishing pitch right there from Jacob Jackson. Hudson Gutwine, he doesn't go fishing for that one. Out of the set, Jacob Jackson, Gutwine. He's going to take a drive to center field. Going to be in the gap there. It's going to be caught by the center fielder. Gage Sefton makes the catch. Has some air underneath it. Gave him some time to get underneath it. So the Knights are out of the inning, and we'll mention, after four completes here at Loeb Stadium, this is the North semi-state. The winner is going to play next weekend. They'll play at Victory Field after four completes. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves, they have two. Central Catholic Knights also with two. And the Knights are going to change pitchers here in the top of the fifth inning. Knights are going to send out a right-handed pitcher. Right-handed pitcher, going to get some warm-up tosses. That's number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step to the rubber right there getting his warm-ups. Tyler Fox, during the season, he got 17 and two-thirds innings. Tyler Fox is making appearance number 11. Tyler Fox has faced 99 batters. His next batter will be number 100. He's thrown 370 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 0 wins, 1 loss. He's allowed 18 hits, 17 runs. 8 of those runs were earned. He's walked 15, struck out 25. He sat down 9 of those 25 strikeouts. They went down looking. Tyler Fox going to pitch here in the top of the fifth inning. So let's roll the ball around the infield. Getting ready for baseball. Tyler Fox, he did some base running. Last inning, so Coach Bourdain, with his mind, he has a baseball mind that is unbelievable. So he probably pretty much knew Tyler Fox was going to be pitching, so he put him in to run. A little bit of running technique there, getting warmed up, getting loose. So he's in on the pitcher's rubber right now, Tyler Fox. And Tyler Fox getting his final warm-up tosses right there. And Tyler Fox, a senior, 6'2", 175. His favorite movie is Sandlot. Tyler Fox, most influential person in his life is his mom. Tell you what, when you have a mom, you're only going to get one. That mom is very special. That was told to me by Gary Browning. He let me know how special a mom is on more than one occasion. Stepping into bat was number 14, Luke Metzler. Luke Metzler, right-handed batter. We're going to have a stretch right there, first pitch for a strike. Tyler Fox. So Tyler Fox gets ahead in the count. He's facing his 100th batter of the season. That's Luke Metzler. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 2-2 ball game. Looking out a stretch. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Luke Metzler wears number 14. Luke Metzler, also a member of the sophomore class. One ball, one strike. Looking out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, good block. As Ryan Schumer blocks it, and the ball was in the left-handed batter's box. Steps back in, right-handed batter, Luke Metzler. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. Tyler Fox trying to get that outside edge. That seems to be the optimum spot for a pitcher at the high school level and beyond. Here comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes he, excuse me, 3-2, full count on Luke Metzler. Metzler plays second base for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. He'll step back in. Segalskiven working out a stretch, now the set, 3-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. One hop fielded by Owen Munn. He'll throw a second base strike to T.J. Bell, and there's one out here in the top of the fifth. So next batter going to step in for the Braves is going to be the two-hitter. Number one, Aiden Muldoon. Aiden Muldoon is a junior class member. He'll step in. He'll bat right. Muldoon has played in all 24 games, according to my stats, batting .288, .360 on base percentage. First pitch taken for a strike, outside edge, fastball. He'll step back in. Kind of hugging that plate a little bit, got to protect that dish. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Might have been a slider, didn't look like a full-fledged curveball. But the break was sudden right across the plate. Count goes 0-2. Aiden Muldoon, here's the pitch. Strike three, going to get across the dish and break away. Tyler Fox, early going here for Tyler Fox in the fifth inning. Pretty good command of the curveball. The breaking pitch for Fox is working well. Two outs, stepping in. We're going to see number 11, the three-hitter, Gage Stepton. Steps in, still working from the stretch, nobody on. Tyler Fox pitching as if he is a relief pitcher. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Number 11, Gage Stepton. Stepton plays center field. Plays a good center field position. Stepton has played in 22 games. He's batting .299. Pitch comes in there, inside edge. Strike call. Count goes 1-1. Stepton on base percentage of .325. He got 23 hits. 8 doubles, 2 triples, and 1 home run. Pretty good sized young man. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Top of the 5th inning, a 2-2 ball game. Peering in, looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Stepton. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox out of the set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Gage Stepton trying to get a piece of it and does. Protecting the dish. We'll step back in. 2-2 count. 2 out. Lights are on. Still a little bit of illumination on the field. Sun still providing some light. Here comes the 2-2. Ground ball foul, left of third base on the ground. Let's chase that one down. Coach Kennison is going to go get it. So we'll pick it up and toss it back to the on-deck circle. 2 balls, 3 strikes, 2 outs. Gage Stepton, Tyler Fox. It'll be a ball low. Stepton is have... He is a tall gentleman, Gage Stepton, taller than the average bear. That ball was right near the kneecaps. Home plate umpire thought it was a bit low. Stepton, from here, I can tell you, he's probably like 6'4", be my guess. So ball low, count goes full at 3-2. Working out a set, here comes a 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Gage Stepton gonna jog to first base. Gage Stepton, he covers some ground with each stride right there. You can tell he's big. Yeah, you can look at him right there compared to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell probably 5'11", maybe 6', 5'10", something like that. T.J. Bell big enough to play the center position for Coach May and the defensive end. He was 53. He did. He's graduated now. First pitch comes in low. Good block right there by Ryan Schumer. In the batter's box is number 7, Jacob Jackson. Jacob Jackson, the 4-hitter, is doing the pitching in the ballgame. Pickoff move, first base. Head first slide, safe at first is Sefton. Tosses it back to T.J. Schmidt, Tyler Fox. Seven back in, one ball, no strikes. Jacob Jackson, here comes the pitch from Fox. Right across Meridian, fastball for a strike. So takes the strike, the count goes 1-1. He's at the back of that batter's box with that right foot. Sophomore batter, senior pitcher, pickoff move, back safely once again. Right there at first base is Gage Sefton. Seven back in, two outs, four hitter for Blackhawk Christian. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in the rubber. Tyler Fox out of the set. Here comes the pitch, taken off for second base. Throw comes in, second base. Schumer, safe at second. Head first slide on that synthetic field turf. That stuff is pretty shallow. It's not full-fledged football field turf. It's got some tight wovenness to it. Safe at second base. On the steal is Gage Sefton. So runner at scoring position. Timeout called. Ryan Schumer called time. Going to jog out. Going to talk with Tyler Fox. Runner at second base. Two out. 2-2 ball game. Four hitter at the plate. Number seven, Jacob Jackson, the pitcher. And Jacob Jackson steps back in with a 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set, checks second base. 2-2 pitch. Strike three. You're going to strike him out. He'll go down looking, and the Knights are out of the inning. Knights leave one stranded at second base. And the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. After 4.5, it's still 2-2 ball game. Braves and the Knights. Well, mentioned this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics, and lettering, banners, and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up by telephone or text message, 317-946-2424. That's 317-946-2424. I say what, Colton? 2-2 ball game. Would you have thought this at this time of the game?
No, I thought it was going to be a little bit more open. The score would be leaning one way or another.
Tight ball game. Pitcher duo. But you got to admit, both teams hitting the baseball.
They are. It's a good game to watch right now.
Say, Walter, you having a fun time with your videography?
Yes, I am. It's so fun.
Looks pretty good. That's an iPad 12 Pro.
I think so, yeah.
That sounds good. We'll get back at it. We'll talk to you after a bit. That's Colton Minnick doing the videography right here in this particular place to watch the game. It's a good one, and I'm thankful. Stepping in, Owen Munn, right-handed batter, working from the windup, Jacob Jackson. First pitch to Munn, low and away, ball one. They're step back in. On deck, Evan Jeanhart. Top of the order for the Knights. Going to foul one back, straight back, out of play. Owen Munn, senior class member. I remember when he was a freshman. He did a lot of base running duties. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul. Left side, just beyond the third base dugout, up against the screen. So the count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, and mine, here comes the wind from Jackson. You're going to pop one to center field. Coming in, going to make the catch. Center fielder number 11, Gage Sefton. I've noticed some of the fielders, the outfielders in the ball game today, they play somewhat shallow. I've seen a couple of balls get over their head. If they get over their head, it's a long, long trot to the home run fence to pick it up. First pitch comes in there outside low, ball one, to Evan Jeanhart. There comes a whine in the pitch from Jacob Jackson. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by the second baseman, Luke Metzler, and he'll make the play. There are two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Ryan Schumer swings a good left-handed bat. He's got a fluent swing along with Ben Mazur. He's on deck for pitch to Schumer. Outside, ball one. Ryan Schumer going to play baseball next year at Calvin University in Michigan. He's going to be a catcher. Pitch comes in low for ball two. He'll step back in. I'm sure he can play first base. Here comes a wind and the 2-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Jacob Jackson, wind up. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. Looking to take a swing. Ryan Schumer, count goes even at 2-2. Working from the wind up, 2-2 pitch, two outs. Ryan Schumer fouls it back to the screen. Takes a cut at it, just protecting the dish. Protecting that dish. Wasn't really trying to hit the ball. Basically fair. He was just touching the baseball on that outside edge to prevent a strikeout looking. So 2-2 pitch again. Here comes the wind from Jackson. He's going to pop one up left, right center field. It's not going to be shallow, just into the grass. Second baseman, couple of steps out in the grass. Luke Metzler makes the catch, and Luke Metzler was busy in the bottom of the fifth. So, at the end of five completes, it's still a 2-2 ball game. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves and the Central Catholic Knights. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in, meet the staff at Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along State Road 32. And I got to admit, put me in sports plenty thankful for Discount Copies, especially during football season. So they're going to take some final warm-up tosses there. Tyler Fox back out on the rubber. First batter going to step in. They're in the top of the sixth inning for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Going to be number six, the catcher, Reese Tracy. So Reese Tracy going to step in. Going to bat. And I'm looking to continue this ball game. It's a 2-2 game. That's just like the game started right now. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Gutwein couldn't play it. Going to carry him off the glove over to shortstop. Evan Jeanhart picks it up. So safe at first base is Reese Tracy. The catcher, he's going to take the gloves off. He'll run for a little bit, at least. Nobody out, stepping into bat. Number 16, Jaden Barnfield. Working out a stretch, now the set, still square to bunt. Pitch comes in, above the zone, he pulls the bat back, it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. 9:25 on the wristwatch. Saturday night, here's the pitch. Tries to put the bunt down, and he might have pulled the bat back, I'm not sure there. He called a ball. I'm not sure he pulled the bat back, but if Schumer didn't check, he will now. Gonna say he didn't go. So let's get back in, 2-0 count. Stepping back into the rubber from the stretch. Here's Tyler Fox out of the set. Just square the bunt again. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball three. Six hitter, number 16, Jaden Barnfield, in the batter's box. He's a junior class member. He can square early. It's just for decoration. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. You're going to jog down to first base. So Barnfield goes to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bortnay going to walk out and have conversation with the infield at the pitcher's mound. So they'll talk it over right there. And the Knights working right here in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody out with two aboard, first and second. And we'll mention the IHSAA, their website, it's brand new, basically. It's been in existence, I think, a couple of years now. They redid the website. It is entirely more friendly, and you can get where you want to go a lot easier. You can find the location you're looking for much simpler. And you pull it up to the screen, IHSAA.org. First thing you'll see, it says Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. We're going to stretch, now the set. First pitch. Outside of ball. In the batter's box for Fort Wayne Blackhawks, number 12, Brady Ellington. Brady Ellington is a seven hitter. He plays third base. Runners at first and second, nobody out. We're going to stretch, now the set. Here comes the back there. Let's try to pick off there. Second base. He steps and rotates to second base. Doesn't make the throw. Comes off the rubber. Points the toe at second base. Peering back in. Looking at singles. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to be a base hit in the left field. Jackson Kane's going to field it. It's between third base and shortstop. Going to be a legitimate base hit. Off the bat of Brady Ellington. Brady Ellington, and multiple hits in this ball game. So bases are loaded, nobody out. Fort Wayne Blackhawk batting in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the eight hitter, number 20, Jalen Barnfield. He's the DH. He's batting in place of left fielder, number 8, Isaac Alexander. Out of the stretch, now the set, first pitch. To Barnfield, low and away for ball one. Number 20, Jalen Barnfield. Pretty good sized young man. Playing the DH role. Player DH in the ball game. Out of the set, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. High hop. Gonna score him. He'll be an RBI. The throw comes over the first base from Owen Munn. Owen Munn almost had a collision there with the runner. That would have been a different situation. They would not have scored the run had that happened, but it did not. Owen Munn athletically made the play with the runner in the vicinity. So one run in, it's a 3-2 ball game, one out, runners at second and third base. Bortnay's going to bring the infield. Coach Bortnay brings the infield in to the lip of the grass. Stepping into bat, number 2, he's a 9-hitter, Sam Schwartz. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high, ball 1. So the infield is in on the lip of the grass, first and second base. Evan Hinar just behind the lip along with Hudson Gutwein. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox going to step back in the rubber. One out. 1-1 count. Sam Schwartz, the nine-hitter for the Braves. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Well placed by Tyler Fox. You get a step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now Al Lissett. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third. Her face is open. They'll throw him out. Schumer steps to the inside, throws a strike to T.J. Bell. So they get the strike out, and they get him on the drop third at first base. There are two out here in the top of the sixth. One run in, stepping into bat. He's the one hitter for the Braves, number 14, Luke Metzler. Right-handed batter's box. Looking out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Metzler. Breaking pitch. Inside, got the outside edge, strike called. Metzler going to step back in. Metzler, sophomore athlete, bats first for the Braves. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. But I took a little bit off of that one. Tyler Fox, breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2 to Luke Metzler. A step back in the rubber, peer in, look at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Inside, ball, count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two out, top of the sixth inning. Braves have one run in, the 3-2 ball game. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. 2-2 count. One hitter, number 14, Luke Metzler for Blackhawk Christian. Steps back in. Peering in looking at singles. Tyler Fox. Now out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Jeff Lowe, ball three. Count goes full at 3-2. First base is open. Tyler Fox steps back in. Peers in, looks at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the full count. 3-2. Be a full swing out front of the plate. Going to be a fair ball, and they're going to get a run out of it. And a full swing looks like a bunt up the third baseline, probably about 20 feet on the full swing from Metzler. And coming in to score from third base is number 16, Jaden Barnfield. So Blackhawk Christian have two runs in here in the top of the sixth. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bortnay going to walk out and have conversation with his infield. And there are two out. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com. Since 1983, celebrating their 40th year in the car sales business. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach us at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Scripps and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Their second location, Fritz, in Noblesville, between Noblesville and Westfield. You can reach them. They're on State Road 32, 317-773-2232. That's FritzInFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping into bat, the two-hitter. Number one, Aiden Muldoon. Out of the set, first pitch to Muldoon. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Runners on the corners for the Braves. Let's step back in. Aiden Muldoon working from the stretch. Looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. Foul ball right side. Kind of scared the dugout. Nice. That ball was on them right now. That screen right there protecting a lot of folks in that screen paying dividends on that foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, going to get him in the box. Off the dirt, back up in the box to get him for a foul ball. First base runner was on his horse. Luke Metzler was on his way to second base, has to come back to first base. Out of the set, here's the 0-2 again. Outside of ball, Metzler goes to second base, uncontested. One ball, two strikes. Two hitter number one, Aiden Muldoon, steps back in. Aiden Muldoon, he is a junior class member. Working out a stretch, now the set, the 1-2. Outside of ball. Down goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Two runs in for the Braves here in the top of the sixth. Working out a stretch, now the set, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So the Knights get out of the inning, but not before they give up two runs to the Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian Braves. Will Mitchin, after 5.5, Braves 4, Knights 2. So Will Mitchin, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She works for Sheets Company. That's just in the Marion County, right across the street, 96th Street. Go across the street, back and forth. You're going to Hamilton County, back to Marion, back and forth. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather rely and relax and rely on that real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box, Ben Mazur going to step in. 25 games on the season, 87 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. First pitch comes in tight and low for ball one. Ben Mazur, a batting average of .347, on base percentage of .437. Second pitch gets by the catcher's glove, outside ball two. So Ben Mazur going to step in, 2-0 count. Ben Mazur likely going to see a good pitch here momentarily with that 2-0 count. Here comes a pitch from Jackson. Outside edge, called strike. A little bit of confidence there for the pitcher. Count goes 2-1. Here comes a wind and the pitch. He's going to take a drive to left center. It's going to get down. It's going to get by the outfielder. It's going to go to the wall. It's going to be picked up in left center field off the carom. And Ben Mazur is going to end up at third base. He's going to slide in there head first. No slide needed. He could have ended up standing. Coach Bournet says get down. He does. And Ben Mazur has a triple to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Knights. So Ben Mazur on the season picks up triple number one. He now has a hit in each of the four categories. He got 25 hits on the season, 19 singles, 5 doubles, 1 triple, and 1 home run. First pitch outside low, ball one to Caden Minnick. Cade Minnick, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Coach Bordnay. Pretty quick pitch right there. They're going to stop it. Home plate umpire going to step out from behind the catcher as Jacob Jackson was already in his motion when Minnick steps in after looking at signals. So here comes the pitch. The 1-0, high and tight, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Looking at signals. Signals given. Working from the windup, Jacob Jackson, here's a 2-0 pitch. You know, take one out of play the opposite way in a hurry. Cade Minnick got his hand through that strike zone right now. Kim goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Kim goes 3-1 to Minnick. Ben Mazur at third base. Here comes the wind and the 3-1. Hit by pitch again. Cade Minnick. Don't like that, but it's even worse when you get hit by pitch with ball four. They're going to call timeout on the diamond. Pitching coach going to jog out for the Braves. They're going to talk with his infield. Cade Minnick. That one probably didn't hurt as much as the first one. He jogged back to the lip of the grass and back on the first one. He's at first base right now. Coach, they're talking with Coach Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson, he does a great deal of work with the Squire system and with the ability for the Knights to home grow their ball players. So we're going to walk out. We're going to break up the meeting here. Home plate umpire and have conversation. And the meeting's going to break up. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 18, T.J. Bell. Nobody out. Two runners aboard for the night. First and third base. Cade Minnick at first base. Ben Mazur at third base. Right-handed batter's box, T.J. Bell. We're giving him a stretch. Now it's set. Here's the pitch from Jackson. You get a pop one. Right side. It's going to go out in the grass. It's going to be barely fair. It's going to be caught by the right fielder, Sam Schwartz. They're going to tag up at third base, and the run's going to score. Ben Mazur tags up at third. T.J. Bell, a sacrifice fly to right field. So the Knights have one run in. It's a 4-3 ball game. Still at first base. It's Cade Minnick. One out, stepping into bat, going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. On deck is Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins has gotten himself aboard at least 2 times in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Low and away for, they're going to call a strike. They're going to call that a strike. Okay, mulligans are definitely available on a golf course. So a mulligan here. Steps back in, Jackson Kane. No balls, one strike. Out of a set. Jacob Jackson. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one right side. Out of play. Last time at the plate, Jackson took one to center field. Took it basically inside out. A lower pitch. A bat swing that I'm not familiar with, but Jackson Kane, much better than I ever wanted to be. He'll step in. No balls, 2 strikes. Out of a set, timeout. Right into batter's box, Jackson Kane. He'll step back in the 0-2 count. There's one out. Bottom of the 6th inning, one run in. It's a 4-3 ball game. Braves in front. Pitch comes in, foul ball, back to the screen. That caroms right back airborne. Catcher Reese Tracy turned around and caught it in his crouch position. So that brick sure bounces the baseball. We're going to have a stretch and now the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Jackson. Foul ball back to the wall again. Jackson Kane staying alive in that right-handed batter's box. Jackson Kane's played in all 34 games. He batted 326. He's got 30 hits on the season. Now the set, here comes the 0-2. Let's it go by. Breaking pitch. Missed the strike zone. Broke low. Count goes 1-2. Jackson Kane gonna step back in. He got 25 singles, 4 doubles. He's got 1 home run out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. He'll take one the other way. Base hit over the first baseman's head. That was Jaden Barnfield. So Jackson Kane has a base hit in his last 2 at-bats. His previous 2 at-bats, we'll say. Knights have 2 aboard with 1 out. Cade Minnick is at second base. Jackson Kane putting that sliding mitt on at first base. Stepping in right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins having a good offensive ball game. Working out a set. First pitch to Bryn. Right across the hit, strike call. He'll step back in. 1 out. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. 4-3 ball game. Knights have the tying run at second base. Here comes the pitch. High pitch for a ball. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jacob Jackson has gone the distance. Sophomore pitcher. Out of the set. Here comes a 1-1. Low for ball 2. Jacob Jackson, sophomore, began this game with 40 1/3 innings under his belt on the season. Out of the set, check second. Here comes a 2-1. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 aboard for the Knights. Might see a good pitch here. They call it the hitter's pitch. 3 balls, 1 strike. We'll see if Jacob Jackson wants to stay in the count with Bryn Robbins. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Right across the tee, they're going to call a strike. Strike called. The count goes full, 3-2. Steps back in, Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Jacob Jackson, a long pier. Now out of the set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Gonna pop one. Right side, it's gonna go out of play. Over the screen. Gonna carry him around. Gonna go up on the top of the dugout. A very young man, probably 6, about 9, 10 years old, jumped up there. Picked up the baseball. I don't believe these are souvenir baseballs. They will be next week at Victory Field. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. 3-2 pitch on the way to Robbins. Get a foul one back, out of play. So Bryn Robbins is in the midst of a quality at-bat. Bryn Robbins, number 33. He's got 47 quality at-bats entering this ballgame. Peering in, looking at signals. Jacob Jackson. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. He'll step off the back of the rubber. Steps off the back. Either wanted to take a break there, wasn't quite ready, or wanted the signals again. But he has the right to do so. He kind of controls the pace of the ball game. Peering in looking at signals, now out of the set. 3-2 pitch on the way. So check his swing. They didn't call him out as of yet. They're going to say he didn't go. That check swing was a close one. A position umpire, the 3-2 pitch. Bryn Robbins checks the swing evidently in first base. A position umpire, as they check, he said he didn't go. So the bases are loaded. Still 1 out. Bottom of the 6th inning. Next batter in the lineup, in the talk right here, encouragement talk from Coach Bourdain, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein's in a bat. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning with 1 out and bases loaded for the Knights. Tying run is at third base. That's Caden Minnick. The pitch from the windup once again of Jacob Jackson. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the wind, first pitch to Gutwein. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away, strike called. Nice placement by Jacob Jackson. He'll peer in, look again. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Gutwein. Full swing, foul ball, back to the brick, and it bounces back, and home plate umpire stops it with his foot. You never know. Maybe they'll put a pad on that eventually. It's quite an advantage for the catcher on a steal at home. Here comes the pitch, the 0-2, outside of ball. Jacob Jackson trying to get Hudson Gutwein to fish a little bit on that outside pitch. Nothing doing for Gutwein. He steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. They're going to take a drive to center field. It might burn him. It is going to be caught. They're going to tag at third base. That is a nice catch over the head by center fielder Gage Sefton. Gage Sefton, if he doesn't make that catch, they're going to clear the bases. Gage Sefton, although they gave up the tying run on the tag from third base with Cade Minnich, tie ball game is better than 7-4. So tie ball game at 4. Still, there's still 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. Next batter for the Knights going to step in. It's the one hitter for the Knights, Owen Munn, working from the windup. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch to Munn. He'll take a full swing, foul ball on the ground. Left side, barehanded by a gentleman in the Braves dugout. So Jackson Kane is at third base. Bren Robbins, I believe, is at second. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Owen Munn goes down the count, 0-2. So Bren Robbins at second base. Jackson Kane at third. Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. 0-2 count. Here comes the wind from Jacob Jackson. Going to be a ground ball. Going to be third base. Going to be barehanded. Caught by the shortstop. Run comes in to score, Jackson Kane. Going to be an infield base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. Munn picks up an RBI, and the Knights pick up their third run in the bottom of the 6th. And the Knights go up by 1. So timeout on the diamond. Pitching coach going to go back out, have conversation at the pitcher's mound, and he's going to call the whole infield in for conversation. And Bren Robbins is at third base. Owen Munn is at first base. Owen Munn going to pick up RBI number 14 on the season. So timeout on the diamond. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves is going to go with another pitcher. Jacob Jackson. Jacob Jackson went 5 2/3. He pitched a good ball game. Sophomore pitcher, look out for Jacob Jackson. So they're going to call one over from the bullpen. Outfielders in the outfield are going to meet in center field. They're having a convention, and they're going to get some warm-up tosses here. We're going to see, I believe, a lefty come back in the ball game after we saw Jacob Jackson, the righty, for 5 2/3 innings. So let's talk about the signals out there on the pitcher's rubber. That's Reese Tracy, the catcher. And then you're going to get some warm-up tosses. We're going to have a pitching change for the Braves. Knights already changed pitchers. They're working with Tyler Fox. In the ballgame, left-handed pitcher. He wears number 5, Grant Knudsen. That's how I'll pronounce it. It's K-N-U-D-S-O-N. Grant Knudsen. He's going to pitch right now. He's a left-handed freshman class pitcher. Knudsen going to step to the rubber. He's got 15 1/3 innings under his belt. He's got a win-loss record of 1 win, no losses. He's getting ready to make appearance number 9 on the season. He's given up 20 hits on the season, and he's allowed 13 runs. 12 of those runs were earned. He has walked 7. He has struck out 14. He's faced 77 batters this season. He's thrown 290 pitches to those 77 batters. So he's getting some warm-up tosses right now. Home plate umpire going to give him a brief right there. They call that briefing the pitcher, letting him know that there's 2 outs, runners on 1st and 3rd, and the batter stepping to the plate has no count. That's what he does to brief the pitcher. Stepping into bat, we're going to see Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, right-handed batter. He's going to step in for the Knights. He's going to bat with 2 outs. Runners at 1st and 3rd base. Knights have 3 runs in. Knights take a 1-run advantage here in the bottom of the 6th. Out of the set, first pitch comes in. Outside of ball, Grant Knudsen. 1 ball, no strikes. Grant Knudsen steps back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, 2nd pitch to Jeanhart. Right across the dish, strike called. Knights thinking about getting in a pickle between 1st and 2nd. It didn't last long. He goes over to 2nd base. Owen Munn at 2nd base now. Brent Robbins at 3rd base. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a called timeout in the box here. Might be called by the catcher. I'm not sure here. They're going to put Jeanhart on. That's what's going to happen. They call time. And Coach Kevin Kennison elects to put Evan Jeanhart at first base. He's going to get a force out at any base. So a lot of strategy in baseball these days. You kind of roll the dice at times, but sometimes it's just the thing to do. So Knights are going to bat. It's going to be Ryan Schumer going to step in. 3-hitter for the Knights. Coach Fortnay giving him a confidence. Time to talk right there. Pat him on the backside. So left-handed batter going to step in. Ryan Schumer. He got a solid swing. Ryan Schumer steps in now. Bases loaded. Stepping in the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Grant Knudsen. Now out of the set. Here comes the first pitch to Schumer. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Knee high right across the plate. So no balls, 1 strike. Ryan Schumer watches one go by. Ryan Schumer has a good swing, left-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Might have been a breaking pitch. Broke away. Count goes 1-1 to Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals. Grant Knudsen. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch. You're going to take a shot, you go the other way with it. It's going to be in foul territory. It's going to land a foul ball. 3 grays right there around the baseball. Difficult ball to get. That ball was basically in no man's land. Taking a look at that was Aiden Muldoon from shortstop. 3rd baseman, Grady Ellington. Stepping back in, count goes 1-2. Ball's made live. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Bottom of the 6th. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be fielded. Lost the handle. Picks it back up. Nowhere to throw it. Run comes in from 3rd base. Brent Robbins scores the 4th run here in the bottom of the 6th. So we're going to have a runner at 1st base. It's going to be Gavin Buttell. Where's number 17? Gavin Buttell. And he's going to run for Ryan Schumer, the catcher. It'll be a courtesy runner. Ryan Schumer will put his gear on. Stepping into bat, Ben Mazur. Working for the stretch, now the set, Grant Knudsen. First pitch comes in outside a ball. Gets stopped by Reese Tracy to come out of his crouch. Pick that ball up over across the left-handed batter's box. Peering in looking at signals. Now the set. Here comes the pitch from Knudsen. Memorex, same pitch, ball two. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Let's peer in, look at signals, out of the stretch. Grant Knudsen. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Schumer. Right across the dish, outside half. Strike calls, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to foul one back, out of play. Knights three aboard. They've got Owen Munn at third base. They've got Evan Jeanhart at second base. And Gavin Boutel at first base. 2-2 count to Ben Mazur. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. Take that back, sixth inning. Meyer. Going to be a ground ball, third base, plays it well, throws across the diamond. Brady Ellison gets the put out with Jaden Barnfield. And the Knights come up with four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Knights take a two-run advantage. At the end of six, Knights six, Braves four. They'll jog back out and walk back out due to pitching. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to get some pitching here. Top of the seventh. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They're located right there, we'll mention, Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, you can stop by there for your morning or afternoon meal. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, they're closed on Sunday. So you can visit Titus Bakery and Deli in Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So the Knights going to descend here in the top of the seventh inning. Stepping into bat, going to be number 11, Gage Sefton. Gage Sefton made a tremendous good catch in center field in the bottom half of the sixth. Ground ball shortstop. Evan Jeanhart throws on the run. Gets it to T.J. Bell for the out. There's one out here in the top of the seventh. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 7, Jacob Jackson. Jacob Jackson pitched. He went 5 in the third innings. Still in the ballgame. He's step in. Four-hitter for the Braves. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Tyler Fox. Ground ball. Evan Jeanhart fields this one. Throws across the diamond. Did not have to throw that one on the run. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. The next batter going to step in for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Going to be number 6, Reese Tracy. Reese Tracy going to step in. Right-handed batter does the catching for Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Working from the stretch, now the set, Tyler Fox. First pitch, outside half, strike called. No balls, one strike. Reese Tracy. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch, broke away, ball one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, in there for a strike. Two strikes on Reese Tracy. I believe it's a 1-2 count. Scoreboard says 0-2. One ball, two strikes to Reese Tracy. We're now stretched, now the set. Tyler Fox, here's the pitch. He a ground ball in the infield. Right side fielded by Tyler Fox. He'll take it over to first base and step on the bag. And that's going to complete the ball game. In 6.5 innings, Knights going to capture the win. Knights 6, Braves 4. And we do thank you for tuning in. And the Knights are going to cross home plate right there with the Braves. And what a quality ball game. Two great teams playing baseball on a Saturday night. That's what it amounts to. We thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll tune in next weekend. Nice baseball. Put Me in Sports will be there. We hope you'll tune in and listen to the nice baseball game. Not sure when that game will be. Not sure what time or what day. But we'll find out and we'll get back to the website, get it posted. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And making sure everything works out well. She monitors the ball game. And Colton Minnick, good man. I tell you what, that guy's a baseball player. He can play every position besides catcher and pitcher. And keep an eye on Colton Minnick because he's going to be as good as his brother is. So we're going to break out of here. We thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. Coach Bourne going to go back to Victory Field this next week.
Yeah, really excited for that. I'm so proud of our guys. I mean, our backs were against the wall a couple different times tonight, and we rose the challenge every time. Can't say enough about Tyler Fox either coming in. Tough situation, game on the line, and gave us three great innings.
Fort Wayne Blackhawks, they were good losers.
Yeah, you know, they're a really, really good ball club. They play the game the right way. Really tough competitors. They're young. They're gonna be back. So we're just fortunate to be able to play another week.
You got six seniors. You pulled the strings very nicely today, Coach.
Well, you know what? We have faith in all of our guys. We have a lot of confidence in all of our guys, especially our seniors. They've been through the wars. So I felt really good turning the ball over to Tyler in that situation. Keaton did a great job, got us through four, and didn't have great stuff, but he battled and got us through four, and Tyler took us home.
Is it going to be 2+2 this weekend, or is it going to be 4 in 1 day?
2+2, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. Hopefully we'll find out tonight which game we play.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan Schumer, you're a catcher, you're a first baseman, you can pitch. You're going to play next year at Calvin University, but you got one more game to play next Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's Saturday. It might be Friday.
True, that's very true.
You ready to go?
Oh, for sure.
I tell you what, you got the eye black on, and you obey the IHSAA rules for just one single strike horizontal.
You know, I've always been a single strike guy, and everybody likes to paint down their face on single stripe, always.
Tom Brady's a single strike. Look what he's done.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
A little bitty skinny black stripe on his face.
Yeah.
I tell you what, your six seniors are gelling. You're coming together. It's all working for the good. You know that verse, right? Romans 8:28, all things work for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Yeah. And Coach Knight, Tim Bournette, yeah. Coach Knight, I'm not a UFAM, is doing the job.
Yes, sir. Man, he's coaching us so good, and, you know, he's going to have us ready to play, I believe, as far as, and, you know, we're going to come out ready and gas pedal from the first pitch.
So that's going to be number one, taking on number two.
Yes, sir, you know.
I said, well, you can call me sir all you want, but I'm glad you would. Just call me AJ, because my dad is alive, and he is alive. He both 246.
Okay, AJ.
Appreciate that. I'll be watching you next week. I'll be preparing for a good game.
Of course.
Thank you. So we're going to walk this way, and we're going to talk to Evan Genhart. He's a senior. Evan Genhart, shortstop position. You made some plays today. They meant a lot.
Yeah, I mean, our pitchers were landing in there, not walking guys. Our job on the defense, just make the routine plays. And I think we did that today, and it allowed us to come out on top with some clutch hitting.
Mr. Genhart, I've got to mention this. I've mentioned it throughout the whole season. Back last year, you came back from a batting slump in the beginning of the season. You ended the season with a .467 team high batting average. You don't get a lot of doubles. You've got one double this season, but you've got like 30 singles, and a lot of those are infield singles you can get on any particular way.
Right. I mean, you know, coach always preaches play small ball, just do whatever you can to help the team get on base any way possible. And I know my role isn't to go out there and hit the ball far. So I do what I can for the team, lay down bunts when I need to, hustle out every infield ground ball and see where it goes.
Next week you have Bar Reeve, I understand. If you go by rankings, they're number one, you're number two. You can swap that over next week. We'll see what's going to happen. You're either going to play on Friday or Saturday. Do you have a preference, or would you rather?
I mean, we don't really care when we play. We know what we got to do to win. They're a very good team, but we have all the trust in our guys. Ben will go out there and throw a great game for us. We have trust. We'll have some timely hitting and try and win another state title.
Kevin, you're kind of hoarse right now. Did you yell during the game?
Yeah, I was yelling the whole game. I've kind of lost my voice here, but I think it was well worth it.
You know, your dad has a good voice for doing the PA at home games.
Yeah, he loves doing it for us. He's always loved being in the booth watching me play my whole life. Can't tell him thank you enough. I love that guy so much.
I kind of love your dad, too. Is he going to come back and do it next year?
I think he'll be in the booth a few games of the year. We're not totally sure yet. Brian Robbins also in the booth. He wants him back, so we're not totally sure yet, but he'll probably be up there a few times.
Evan Genhart, I appreciate you. Can you help me find the other four seniors real quick? Talk to Tyler. No, not Tyler Fox, no. I'll talk to him, okay. He'll be out. Tell him to come over here. So we'll talk to him. Tyler Fox, you got a minute for me? Tyler Fox, you came in, closed the game. You actually got the win.
Oh, that is my third one all year.
Okay, you don't rate him, you just count him. It's about like shooting free throws, you know, you just count him. So I tell you what, you had a good game. Did you feel pretty good coming in off the bricks?
Oh, I felt amazing. I mean, everything's going on. I don't even know the words to describe it. I just felt great. You guys are coming out there and compete.
Hey, what, 16ers? You guys are gelling? Last year, you're familiar with what's going to happen next week. You're very familiar. You're going to have a Bar Reeve team. They're a strong team. I think they've got less losses than you guys, but I haven't seen their strength of schedule. I mean, they don't play the caliber of teams that you guys play, but I'm here to play against them. I believe they're ranked number one in the final rankings. You're number two. Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go out there and compete. We're going to get all we got. You've been here before us. I went in again.
That sounds good. I was looking at the calendar up here. Is your favorite movie The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't know. I've always watched it since I was a little kid. I mean, it's been a movie that I've watched many times, and I've always watched it. I mean, baseball movie. Love baseball.
I tell you what, Tyler Fox, in the 4 years I've seen you play, I love seeing you play the outfield. You can play any of the three positions well.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't really care what coach puts me. I like going out there playing. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I feel like I feel the position pretty well in all spots. Just want to go out there and play.
Imagine your arms probably get shape if they call on you next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we'll walk this direction. That was Tyler Fox. Talk to Evan Genhart. Talk to Ryan Schumer. Let's see if we can capture anybody else before they walk away. We'll walk this direction. Toward the dugout. And right there is A.J. Bourdonnais. Marion University, you're still a knight, A.J.
Correct, I am.
You're playing shortstop over there. I think you're playing well.
Did all right. All right. Kind of a rough year, but yeah.
You bat left still, and you throw right. That makes you ambidextrous. That makes you pretty special. Yeah, you're an athlete when you can do that.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hold on. We're going to talk to Ben Mazur here in a second. But you're going to be a sophomore next year. Junior, I got to lose track. At least it's not a COVID year.
Oh, yeah.
COVID year was a mess.
Crazy, huh?
And I had everybody's grade out of whack when I came back and saw you guys.
I know, right? I know, right?
We're going to talk to Ben Mazur here, see if he'll talk with me. Ben Mazur is going to take his shoes and loosen them up. And Ben Mazur, appreciate you. You got a minute for us?
Huh?
Got a minute for something? Put me in sports?
Sure.
Hey, you got the ice on there. How many pitches did you end up throwing this game?
Zero.
Oh, my bad. First game.
105.
105. That's not too bad. You'd be ready to go next week. You're hitting the ball well. You're swinging through the zone. You're batting fourth. Coaches rely on you. I tell you what, your RBIs are climbing. And I got to mention, they need your RBIs.
Oh, yeah. Get runs on the board. Anyway.
Working the fastball pretty good in game one. You was working the curveball. Do you have a slider?
I throw a sinker, but no, not really a slider. I mean, when it's a righty, I usually like to throw it at him. Make it his own.
Sounds good. You got one more game to play as a senior. Next year, you're going to go to Murray State. Murray State, they're going to ask you to pitch the ball for them. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
That'll be good, and that'll be a fun time. You'll get 4 years. You're going to get part of your education paid for. You're going to work hard and get that GPA right up there.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
We know you are. I appreciate you talking to me last year after the Carmel game. That was a doozy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was great times.
One and nothing, four hitter, second time up, homered, and you had him 2 strikes on it.
Yeah, and bad pitch, bad spot.
That's what Bourdain said after the game. He let me talk to you. He didn't want to talk to me. But I said, well, we appreciate all you do, and I will help you get some rest this week, get your practices in, take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
Hey, I need to walk this away. We'll walk this direction. I'm going to talk to T.J. Bell. He's working on his cell phone right there. We'll see if he's got a minute. And you're going to sit down. I'm probably going to sit down with him. I tell you what, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, you're going to stay on here. I'll sit down with you. I need a break. T.J. Bell, how's it going, buddy?
Going good. I feel great.
Tell you what, when they hit you with the ball, it ain't fun.
It's not fun.
I talked with them during the ball game, during the ball game I mentioned, that you were center of the football team. It's like defensive end, and they hit you with that ball. You don't have any pads on.
Yeah, no, it hurts definitely to be hit like that.
I think you have 8 hit by pitches. You're tied to someone else.
Yeah, I get hit a lot, I guess, yeah.
But get on base, is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing. You got to get on base to win games.
You're going to go to Victory Field this year. Your batting average is pretty good. Your on-base percentage is good. You're going to bat for the Knights, and the Knights are going to rely on you to get on base and get guys off the bases into home plate.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the name of the game. You got to get on base. Find ways to get on.
I'll tell you what, TJ. My son's name's TJ. Every time I say TJ, I think about him. He goes by TJ. It's Tyler Jarrett. Yours is Trent. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
What's your real name?
Jackson.
Trent Jackson Bell. I tell you what, that sounds like a boxer's name.
I wish it was a boxer.
Still do it. I think Mike Tyson probably set you up and go with him a couple rounds.
No, definitely not. I won't take that.
I'm sure. Next week, they're going to be at Victory Field. You guys are familiar with Victory Field. You're going to hope to repeat, but you're going to think of it one pitch at a time.
Definitely, yeah. That's the goal, just take it one pitch at a time and see what we can do.
That sounds good. I'm going to see if Owen Munn can step over here and talk with us. See if he's got a minute. And I'm going to be the last senior I'm going to talk to you. And Coach Bourdain is going to talk with the team here for a moment. We'll see if Owen would have a second. And they're going to talk about next week. And they're talking right now about the season. What's that to say on Coach Bourdain with good postseason talk? I should post-game talk.
Hey, we're going to talk right now with Owen Munn. Owen Munn's second baseman. I tell you what, you've probably got the best gator technique for fielding the ground ball that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I rely on it a lot of times. You know, it could squeak by you, but, you know, when you have the gator, it ain't going to go by you.
I tell you what, you're the one hitter. You step to the plate. You're getting base hits. You're getting on base. You're showing pitches to the dugout. You're making some good plays. I got to admit, your wheels are turning. You have yet to be thrown out. If I'm not mistaken, you have 13 stolen bases.
Yeah, I think so. Right, yeah. I mean, work on my speed all the time. But, I mean, God gave me speed, so got to use it to my advantage.
I gave it to you, but you had to hone it. And I got to admit, for 16 years, you're right there, and you're at the top of the echelon. And they're going to look for you next week for some good leadership and some base hits at Victory Field.
Yes, sir. I mean, we've been there before. We've been in this situation, too. So, you know, I'm just going to come out with the same mentality and knock in some runs and make the routine plays.
I got to admit, when I started back when you were a freshman, you got the role of coming in off the bench and be courtesy runner. You scored a lot of runs as a freshman. You escalated as your sophomore, junior, senior year. You became a starter.
Yeah, I mean, coach needed some runners during that year. And, you know, I stepped up and learned how to run the bases well, and I hear him.
I said, what I got to talk about in your football career, Coach Brian A., you caught some passes. I saw you catch 2 touchdown passes in a first half. I watched some game film. I listened to Put Me in Sports. We ever covered some games. I got to hear you again. I listened to you play the game of football, catching passes on the wideout.
Yep. I mean, football correlates with baseball. I mean, speed comes from baseball or football. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just looking forward to this week. Yep.
Sounds good. Are you going to shave before next Saturday?
Probably. I got to shave before tomorrow. I got a grad party. So.
Thank you, sir. That's Owen Munn. Owen Munn, pretty good quality individual. You can tell by his words, he has a high intellect. We're going to break out of here right now. We're going to bow out. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. We'll see you next Saturday. Put Me in Sports. Keep the fire burning.